Stocks rally to record levels while energy costs collapse on Mideast tensions ease. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemine AI Hyde and number 9,650, S&AMP, P500 futures reached a record 7,534 on Memorial Day, driven by reports of a U.S.-Iran framework agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Brent crude dropped below $100 per barrel following the Strait of Hormuz reopening news, ending a weeks-long streak above that price level. Approximately 20% of the world and #X27S oil supply flows through the Strait of Hormuz, making it a critical geopolitical choke point for energy markets. S&P 500 futures pierced 7,534 on Memorial Day, a record, driven entirely by reports of a U.S.-Iran framework agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, even as the underlying data confirms the stagflationary damage is already done. The catalyst was fragile by design. According to reporting by Rich Dupre at 24/7 Wall Street, the Trump administration and Iran may have reached a preliminary understanding on reopening the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway through which roughly 20% of the world's oil supply flows. Brent crude dropped below $100 per barrel on the news, snapping a weeks-long streak above that threshold. Yet no finalized deal exists. Iranian and U.S. officials have disputed the terms of reported agreements multiple times over the past week alone, and the pattern of headline optimism followed by official denial has become a market fixture. The numbers sitting beneath the surface of this rally are harder to dismiss. The May Manufacturing PMI Input Prices Index surged to 80.0, the highest reading since mid-2022 and a 22-point climb since February, according to S&P Global data cited by 24/7 Wall Street. Estimated CPI inflation accelerated to 4.2% from 2.4% earlier in 2026. National gasoline prices, tracked by AAA, hit four-year highs heading into Memorial Day weekend, jumping from $2.98 per gallon in February to $4.52 by May. Consumer sentiment, measured by the University of Michigan, collapsed from 56.6 to 44.8 over the same window. Saudi Aramco CEO Amin Nasser warned that global oil supply chains might not normalize until 2027 if Strait disruptions persisted for several more weeks. Even under an optimistic deal scenario, analysts cited in the source material expect shipping and supply chain stabilization to take until late 2026. The market is pricing a clean exit. The data is pricing something else. Why should investors beyond energy desks care? Because the S&P 500 crossing 7,534 on stagflationary macro data is not a green light. It is a warning about market structure, monetary policy optionality, and the durability of a rally built on a single sector and a single diplomatic headline. The stagflation trap, May data closes the debate. The phrase stagflation circulated as a theoretical risk through most of early 2026. The May data made it a present tense description. The 22-point rise in the manufacturing PMI input prices index since February mirrors the pace of the 2021 to 2022 inflation crisis, when the consumer price index peaked above 9%. That prior episode required the Federal Reserve to deliver the most aggressive rate hiking cycle in four decades. The current sequence, energy shock compressing supply chains while consumer demand weakens, follows the same structural logic. The source material makes the transmission mechanism explicit. Energy costs are embedded in groceries, airline tickets, construction materials, and manufactured goods. When oil crosses $100 per barrel and stays there for weeks, businesses do not absorb the cost. They pass it. The $4.52 per gallon national gasoline average in May 2026, up from $2.98 in February, is not a discrete consumer pain point. It is a tax on every logistics chain in the country. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve's rate cut path has narrowed. Futures markets are now pricing in the possibility the Fed holds rates higher for longer, or considers raising them if inflation continues rising. That repricing matters for equity valuations. A market trading at record highs while the central bank's easing trajectory evaporates is carrying more duration risk than the index level suggests. Key data point, the May Manufacturing PMI Input Prices Index reached 80.0, a 22-point surge since February 2026, the largest monthly increase since June 2022. CPI inflation is estimated at 4.2%, up from 2.4%. Sources, S&P Global, Bureau of Labor Statistics. AI is holding the index together, and that is the problem. Strip out the AI complex and the S&P 500's record is harder to defend. Several large-cap AI companies are growing data center revenue between 35% and 70% year-over-year, according to recent earnings releases cited in the source material. That growth rate is real and it is driving corporate profit estimates higher in a way that offsets the macro deterioration. But market breadth has narrowed sharply. Fewer stocks are participating in the advance. The index is being pulled by a concentrated group of semiconductor firms, hyperscalers, and networking providers whose capital expenditure cycles are largely insulated from short-term energy price swings. Their data centers run on long-term power contracts. Their supply chains, while not immune, are less directly exposed to oil price volatility than industrials, consumer discretionary, or transportation. Our view, this creates a bifurcated market that carries more risk than the headline index implies. When a broad index advance is driven by a handful of names, a sentiment shift in those names produces an outsized drawdown. The 2021 to 2022 analog is instructive. The NASDAQ fell more than 30% from peak to trough in that cycle as rate expectations repriced rapidly. The current setup, narrow leadership plus a Fed that may be forced to hold or hike, rhymes, structurally. The implication for institutional allocators is directional. Long AI infrastructure with genuine revenue velocity remains defensible. Long broad U.S. equity index exposure at 7,534 on the premise that a diplomatic framework announcement resolves a $100 oil environment and a 4.2% inflation print is a different bet entirely. Hormuz, the geography of systemic risk. The Strait of Hormuz is 21 miles wide at its narrowest point. Approximately 20% of global oil supply transits through it. There is no scalable alternative route for Persian Gulf producers. When Iran disrupts traffic through that choke point, the shock is not regional. It is global and near immediate. The weeks of disruption already logged in 2026 have produced measurable damage. Transportation costs rose, airline fuel expenses climbed, shipping rates widened, and manufacturers faced higher input costs. AAA confirmed gasoline prices reached four-year highs at the national level heading into Memorial Day. The cost pass-through to consumers happened in real time. Even a successful deal does not unwind that damage on a short timeline. Supply chains and shipping schedules are expected to take until late 2026 to fully stabilize, according to analyst estimates cited in the source material. The Aramco CEO's comment about potential normalization extending into 2027 under a prolonged disruption scenario frames the outer bound. That is not a tail risk anymore. It is the base case if negotiations fail. Sources: S&P Global, Bureau of Labor Statistics, AAA, University of Michigan, as cited in 24/7 Wall Street. Investment positioning: what institutional capital should price and follow the money on this setup? There are three distinct positions embedded in the current market level, and they are not all equally defensible. First, energy markets are pricing partial resolution. Brent below $100 post-headline implies the market assigns meaningful probability to the Hormuz framework holding. If it does not hold, oil re-accelerates, inflation expectations re-rate, and the Fed's hands are tied further. Energy longs with defined downside or option structures that benefit from volatility in Brent are rational hedges at current positioning. Second, AI infrastructure spending remains the cleanest long in the U.S. equity complex. Data center revenue growing 35% to 70% year-over-year at major hyperscalers is not a macro story. It is a CapEx cycle story driven by enterprise AI adoption and sovereign cloud build-out globally. This growth persists through oil shocks precisely because it is not energy price sensitive at the margin. Third, rate-sensitive sectors carry material risk. Consumer discretionary, residential real estate, and small-cap financials all priced in Fed cuts that may not arrive. The Russell 2000 traded at 2,921.94, up 0.30% on the day of the rally. Small-cap outperformance in a higher-for-longer rate environment requires a soft landing that the May data no longer supports. The Plaquemium view: the market is treating a diplomatic framework as a solved problem. It is not. What the S&P 500 at 7,534 actually reflects is the premium investors assign to any scenario that removes oil as an inflation-forcing function, because the alternative, a Fed forced back into a tightening posture while growth decelerates, is a 2022 replay with less policy space and more concentrated equity exposure. The second-order effect the source articles do not address directly is the feedback loop between energy normalization timelines and corporate earnings guidance. If supply chains take until late 2026 to stabilize, as analysts project, then Q2 and Q3 earnings calls for transportation, consumer staples, and industrial companies will be absorbing input cost pressure through at least Q3 2026. Margin compression in those sectors will not appear in AI-heavy index-level earnings aggregates. It will appear in equal-weight indices and sector rotation data. Plaquemium's framework for this moment: the index level is a distraction. The structural question is whether the AI spending cycle can sustain index earnings while the rest of the economy works through a stagflationary pulse. In 2022, the answer was no. The difference today is that AI revenue growth is orders of magnitude more advanced than in 2022 and is not dependent on the consumer cycle. That is a genuine structural offset. But it is not an infinite buffer. If gasoline stays above $4.50, consumer sentiment continues falling from 44.8, and the Fed signals a pause on cuts, even AI-driven earnings growth faces multiple compression as the discount rate rises. The record high in the S&P 500 is technically accurate. It is not analytically complete. The forward-looking position, allocators should treat this week's rally as a window to reduce broad index beta exposure, rotate into AI infrastructure with visible revenue, add energy optionality as a geopolitical hedge, and avoid assuming the Hormuz framework closes cleanly. It has not closed yet. The bottom line, the S&P 500 at 7,534 reflects a market betting that a diplomatic framework announcement ends an oil crisis that the data says has already embedded itself into inflation, consumer sentiment, and Fed optionality. The May manufacturing PMI input prices index at 80.0, CPI accelerating to an estimated 4.2%, and gasoline prices at four-year highs do not resolve on a headlines timeline. Saudi Aramco's CEO put a 2027 normalization floor on supply chains under a disruption scenario. Even under the optimistic case, analysts do not see full stabilization until late 2026. Institutional capital that mistakes a relief rally for a fundamental clearing event will find the repricing rapid when the Hormuz framework either breaks down or the next inflation print confirms. The damage is not transitory. The AI trade remains intact. The everything else trade is borrowed time.